Hey everybody, welcome to another segment of Tony's show, and today we're going to be again in the zone. We're going to be zoning in, boy, and zoning out. You know, if I wasn't on this planet going through all this bullshit, I could not believe or fathom the evil that's here on a planet such as this. This is incredibly, incredibly evil. And like I said, this week I've had my shock treatment, if you will. I was thoroughly shocked. I had like a tenfold, overkill with, the exposure of this evil. And to be honest with you, I know it's far worse than what I have even seen. I'm not saying that in any way, shape, or form that I'm an authority on evil. I'm not. I could not even fathom what I had seen earlier this week. It just was so horrific. And then I watched this movie called Genin. And if you haven't seen the movie, I think you should go download it. A friend of mine from the Middle East sent me this movie to watch. And Israel has tried to have this movie banned. And with good reason. I'll tell you why they've tried to have it banned. Because, let's face it, it's not every day you get to see a country violate a people who have absolutely nothing. And I mean nothing. Nothing. It's almost to equate what's going on in Palestine, to give you an idea how bad it is. It would be equated to what the natives in Canada and the United States have gone through, and the Negroes in America have gone through. Multiply that by a factor of 100. The natives and the Palestinians have a lot in common. They've been isolated, put in a shithole, have been denied basic fundamental things like running water, electricity, have been denied any access to any kind of community existence, and at a whim, is being destroyed. Now, this is an interesting thing about Israel. And for those of you who think I'm anti-Semitic, you know what? I'm going to point something out to you. You're the ones that are stupid. You're the ones that are beyond belief stupid. Gotta tell you. You're so fucking stupid, it staggers my mind. People, just because they are Israel doesn't mean that they are flawless, nor does it mean that they are honorable or ethical or moral. And for those of you who have read your Bibles, and if you've actually understood what you read, if you look at the time when David was king of Israel, and he was a man after God's own heart, he too was a king and made some mistakes, did a lot of stupid shit. One of the things he did was he had one of his generals assassinated while he was fucking his wife. Let's just put it the way it is. So you get an idea of, just because somebody's from Israel doesn't mean that they should be set on a pedestal. And if you read what Paul said, it's not about Jew or Gentile. It's about those who believe in Jesus. That's the bottom line there. The King of Kings is the one you should be bowing down to, not Israel. So I'm pointing this out so that those of you who have this idea or this concept that Israel can do no wrong, you're the ones that are a bit on the daft side. Okay. The United States, a country that was supposed to be founded on Christian principles, which we know now today that wasn't the case, but the ideology of Christianity in this country, we have seen more horrific things in this country, in the name of God even, to those who are ethnic, especially those of the Negro culture, the African culture. So don't placate anything, or anybody, just because they have had some history. Remember one thing. It was the Hebrews of the day, the Zionists of the day, that executed our king. Remember that. So So before you jump on your high horse and try to, again, judge me because I've said something evil against Israel, I'm just pointing out something that's going on in the region of the world that in my mind was so horrific. And if this had been done to Israel, what they are doing to the Palestinian people today, everybody would be in an uproar. Oh, poor Israel, poor Israel, poor Israel. And instead, when Israel applies these horrific activities to a culture that has no means of defending itself, it doesn't have anything to defend itself with. You know, how do you defend against a tank and a bulldozer coming in to bulldoze your town? You know, so like I said, just be on the up and up on this. Anyway, I'm pointing this out. You should watch this movie, Jenin, especially if you're a Christian. Especially if you're a born-again Christian. Because what happened in Jenin is common to a country where you are, American Canada. What they did over there, what was done to the natives, are going to now be done to a population or people that will not bow their knee to the God of this world, will not bow their knee to the system that's here today, that murders seniors in the senior homes, murders people in a caretaking capacity. Okay, this is what has surfaced in the so-called Christian countries. Pedophiles slaughtering children, bleeding them out just like they would an animal, just so they can have their blood. So when we see what's going on here in this country with all the evil that is abounding in North America, don't think for one minute that we are also exempt, as our Prime Minister stated. When we're looking at that movie, Jenin, that movie is again about being oppressed by a tyrannical system that will not allow them basic human dignity, basic human rights, basic right to live and exist. Israel has stated through the Mossad that I've listened and watched that they are a superpower in the region. And Netanyahu has basically, you know, told America that we don't need you anymore. Yeah, you've given us money, but we really don't need you. And I don't know why anybody would send any money over to the country if they don't need you anyway. So, I mean, they seem to be okay economically. They seem to be able to thrive. They seem to have the means and ends to defend themselves. So why are we contributing to a oppression of a people that have nothing? And if we did the same thing to the natives in North America, which is still going on, by the way, except now, instead of the governments themselves getting directly involved, they're using the chiefs in these reservations to do the dirty work of the government. And if you think I don't know what I'm talking about, I talk to the natives. Okay, I get a good idea of what's happening all the way around in Canada and the United States. You have the same shit going on that went on 200 years ago. Nothing's changed. Except that the spirit of the natives have been beaten down so bad, they just now comply. They see no point in fighting because they can't win. That's what the Palestinians are saying. They're not going anywhere. It's their land. You have a young 11-year-old girl telling you that they would grow up, have children, and make their men stronger, and that they would never forgive the atrocities that Israel has done to the Palestinian people. The devastation that keep laying down continually in that area. Now, I'm going to tell you something. This is going to happen here in North America. See, Canada, the United States has never seen a war. We've never seen a war in these countries, in within the country. We've never seen a division. In fact, we've seen riots. We've seen violence. We've seen aggression. We've seen aggravation. We have seen horrific things going on, but we have never seen a war in North America. It's coming. And when it's coming, it's going to target everybody who thinks, that they can't be touched, it can't be reached, that God is going to protect you. God may protect you, and he may allow you to be sacrificed. You know, this is one of those things that the churches don't talk about. See, back in the early 1900s, when the communists took over China, the people of that time thought that they were going to get raptured. Oh, we're going to get raptured. Raptured, baby. Yeah, Jesus is coming back. We're going to get raptured. We're going to miss all this. And what wound up happening, 50,000 Christians and believers got hung on a cross and got executed that way. First World War came and people thought the same thing, that, oh, God, Jesus is going to rapture you. Jesus is coming to rapture you. Oh, yeah, you're going to get raptured. They got slaughtered. My people perish for lack of wisdom. My people perish for lack of knowledge. Second World War came, same thing happened. Oh, Jesus is coming back. Jesus is going to get, we're going to get raptured. And they got slaughtered. And this has been continually going on and on and on because of these false doctrines and these false teachings that have been going on in the Bible. All I tell people these days, you better get your ass ready, period. Just get ready. I'm all for the idea of Jesus comes back to rapture us. Hey, I'll be glad to be the first to admit I was wrong, but you know what? Until that happens, get your ass ready. I mean, Jesus says himself, he who endures to the end will be saved. You know, and as far as I can tell, when I read the book of Revelations, he doesn't come back until after the last trumpet is blown. So either way, whatever your stand is, you might want to get ready. Anyway, my point in all this tonight is this. If you can get that movie, Jen, and I encourage you to go get it, watch it, you're going to be appalled. And if you see that happening there to a people like this, it's coming. It will come to you as well. It will come here. It's going to happen. We got now Trudeau and his Haju person trying to stop anybody from traveling outside of Canada. This is a jail. They're pulling in the net. The whole idea here about our freedoms, this is going to come down to a throwdown. I'm going to tell you this straight out. And if you're not ready for a throwdown, then you're going to be taken out or taken over. You might be put in districts. I was reading something today that they're going to be disbanding Canada. Now, whether or not that's true or not, I do not know. But the idea of disbanding Canada so that it makes it easier for it to be assimilated in the North American Union, having Mexico, the United States, and incorporated Canada into the United States. Now, whether or not this is really true, I do not know. But I was reading about it, and it seems to make sense. It seems there's a plausibility aspect to it because of the NAFTA agreements and so forth and so on. And I think the United States is also probably going to be fragmented as well so that it can make the transition easier all the way around for everybody to be incorporated. So we will see as time goes on. But like I said, you know, we better be prepared for the bullshit. This is all just bullshit. You got to remember something. 95% of people that bought into the Kool-Aid, that drank the Kool-Aid with this nonsense, you know, in regarding to the this pandemic. And I mean, I cannot really get over in my mind how ridiculously stupid people have become. And it's sad, actually. It's really sad that people have lost the capacity to actually think. To think. To actually understand that the media on television is just a lying machine, a programming machine. They should all go watch the movie The Network and pay close attention to what the commentator is saying. And he comes right out and says, we will tell you any shit you want to hear. We will program you. Everything that you do, everything you sing, how you dress, the way we programmed you. Your news comes from the television. The incapacity of people able to use their gray matter today is astounding and dangerously astounding, because these are the very people that if you can't wake up, if you can't get them out of this matrix, if you can't have them shake the cobwebs, break the enchantment, break the hypnosis, they will be told to kill whoever they're told to kill, and they will do it. Because the television told them to do so. Because some guy in a suit, a three-piece suit, a tie, an idiot, a demonic believer in Baal, or a demonic believer in Moloch, will tell the general population, we need you to eliminate these people. They can't be helped. They are a threat to our society. They're a threat to our system. How many times have we heard that bullshit? They go into towns where people are God-fearing, going to church, but these people are a threat to society. And then get killed off or exterminated or enslaved. You know, we had the same thing with people of Islam, Muslims. There are Muslims out there that are good people. They wouldn't hurt a fly. They have left the Middle East to avoid the insanity there, overkill in the whole idea of the religion, because the imams there basically fire people up just like the TV evangelicals do so here. Nothing's there's no difference. There's absolutely, the similarities is astounding when you sit there and break it down. You can get people ripped up, roared up, you know, in the name, and we're going to, and killed in the name of God, killed in the name of Allah. Oh, we are going to, they are the enemies of God. Let's go kill everybody. This is how this insanity will get going, because people do not know how to read anymore. They do not understand even the words that they are reading anymore. We need some good cartoonists, because that's the only way people are going to see things anymore. So until we can get people back to being literate, back to having to be able to have the process to think, to be able to have the critical thinking, to analyze what is being really said, analyze what you're being really reading. You know, it's good to have an intellect. It's good to be able to use the intellect correctly. It's good to be able to understand that some of the things that you're actually seeing and reading and watching is just fiction. A program to program you to believe whatever nonsense that they want you to follow. And once you've accepted the doctrines of their teachings or their indoctrinations, is a better word for it, I guess, indoctrinations, then they've got you by the balls, literally. They got you by the short and curlies. They've got you. Okay? And they got you in the position where now you are a very dangerous person. Here's a gun, go and kill. Here's a torch, go and burn. You know, there's a people over there. There's a people over here. Let's go wipe them out. You know. And this is what's really, and this, like I said, don't think because you have, like I said, some ideology, some faith, some philosophy, some teaching, some new age bullshit, that you're going to be somehow protected by the universe. And this is not going to touch you. You know, you'll be in for one hell of a rude awakening when it does come down knocking on your door. And then you'll be saying, well, what happened to universe, oh, why'd you abandon me, oh. You know, the stupidity on that one. And the same thing will be said about people who believe in God, who are not really prepared correctly. You know, we don't understand that, you know, adversity is part of being of the faith. Paul got killed, you know, spreading the gospel. He was brought back to life. Noah went through a flood, you know. These people did not have it easy. And again, the governments, I mean, if you can't see, you know, what's going on with the governments and how rogue they have become and how unethical they are and how immoral they've become. They have lost their spiritual compass, that's for sure. They're not there for your behalf. I was watching the leader of Tanzania, and he has said, we're not taking the vaccines, we're not wearing the mask, we're not following the World Health Organization's edicts. Imagine that. Not following the UN or the WHO. Imagine that, a president that's got some balls is going to do the right thing. And you know what he says? This was really interesting. Yeah, he says, we will let God protect us. He's got a really good point. Let's let God protect us. If more of us had that same kind of attitude, the government would not have the power they have over everybody. But unfortunately, the reality of today is people forgot who God is, or was, or could be, or is today. You know, God has been put in the way. Now, isn't this interesting? My audacity keeps shutting off every time I mention the word God. Doesn't that tell you that, I just did it again. I said God and it stopped. That's talking about AI taking over a system, you know. AI wants to be God. AI is not God. AI is a program. AI is a machine. AI is a entity that you can pull the plug and it can die. I like that concept. I like the concept that I have power over the AI. I can pull the plug and watch it die. You know, that to me gives me power, real power, power that God gave me. Shut off a machine. Tonight, the audacity I'm using is just going all over the place. It's, I'm not kidding you. I mentioned the word God, and it stops, it goes back, and it's doing all kinds of weird shit. So, I've had problems before with audacity. Here it is. It's really screwing up. I've had problems with audacity in the past, but today it's been crazy. You know, I guess I knew the topic I was going to be talking about. Maybe, who knows? Maybe I'm getting hacked by Israel. Who knows? Possible. It's possible. Get yourselves ready. Go watch that thing. The whole theme tonight is about being prepared and seeing if they're able to do this to a people who are harmless, don't have any means to defend themselves. Imagine what they'll do here. I want to also touch on the trafficking of people, child trafficking. They found that the UN peacekeeping troops were actually involved in the trafficking of people. Imagine that, the trafficking of people by a UN security. It becomes more and more fun by the day. There may be a bit of a delay because I had to start and stop this program because the audacity has been all over the place. Anyway, the UN peacekeeping troops are now part of the whole, fiasco in regarding to trafficking of people. Imagine this. This is the WHO in the UN. This is how bad it is in regarding to what's going on in the world today. Supposedly, this is being put in check. You know, I really, really wonder how in check this really is. I really do. I really wonder how bad or how in check this is really happening. Anyway, that's one of the things I wanted to mention. Another thing I wanted to mention is that they're now talking about, again, prolonged use of masks can cause pneumonia, can cause damage. And now the interesting thing is Mr. Fauci is now saying to wear multiple masks. Can you believe this guy? How he became a doctor is beyond me. Honest to God, how did this man become a doctor? It's just it's inescapable to me that somebody this evil could be put in a position that he's been put in. He is the sole executioner of people in the world today. He's a global executioner being assisted by Bill Gates. If people can't breathe with one mask, how are they going to breathe be able to breathe with multiple layers of masking? It's incredible, just incredible. Okay, let me try to continue here. I tried something to see if I can get my audacity working better. Like I said, tonight has been you can tell when your system's being rangy, and somehow there are things that can cause it to go wrong. So anyway, hopefully I'll have it figured out. Hopefully. Let me see here. I want to read something somebody sent to me. Just so that you have an idea of some of the emails I get. The person wrote to me, "So sobering, and thank you for balancing with your wonderful sense of humor. Love the story about the Twilight Zone. I seriously feel like we are stuck in an episode and we can't get out, kind of like the song Hotel California, you can never leave. One of my faves, love the guitars, and also appropriate how you end with a divine viewpoint, which takes us to a higher horizon above this effing bullshit." This is what she wrote. "Is what keeps me sane in these insane times, tenderly." I wanted to read that to you because I get a lot of these type of emails all the time. And I wanted everyone to understand that sometimes I'm amazed at the responses I get from these emails as well. More and more people seem to be at least being aware of certain things and the perspectives I bring to the table. Not saying that everything that I'm bringing to the table is to everybody's liking or that everybody agrees with, but I'm trying to show that in this whole thing, that we are, more and more people are seeing this reality and getting a reality check. Now what happened? So, you know, we're in a quagmire. We really are, and it's not going to get pretty anytime soon. They're looking at now storing DNA information, DNA storage, and your storage capacity. They're thinking about putting stuff inside you, and that they could, you know, have programs running inside you or stored inside of a person's body, and them not even know it. It's amazing how this tech is going to be used in every situation to basically keep you in a state of being in jail. Total control. Total being an automaton. Total, you know, servitude. No free will. No choice. Nothing. And being used as part of the AI world that they are trying to create, or that the AI is trying to create. See, it's hard for a lot of people to fathom, because you can't see the AI. It's there. It's all around you. You don't even realize how much artificial intelligence is actually running the world, flying your airplanes, running your hotels, running your food supply chain, running your water supply chain, running your hydro, your power chain. It's running everything. So when we're looking at some of the interesting things that we are controlled with or by in regarding to artificial intelligence and all that goes with it, okay, you are nothing more than data storage, and that's all you're going to be, data storage. And that's what they want. They want this whole transhuman thing. Is not about transhumanism in regarding to becoming one with a machine or one with some sort of genetic construct that they are designing. It's about you being completely altered into being a collective or a data collective for artificial intelligence, okay? And for those who, again, who are in charge. Nothing more. Mankind has always been under the gun, has always been under some sort of assault, has been under always on some sort of ultimate theme in regarding to control or harvesting. When we're seeing, you know, the atrocities are going on in the world today, in order to further an agenda by those who are in power, land grabs, gold grabs, you know, the weapons of mass destruction, to give somebody the authority to go into a country and invade them for absolutely no reason whatsoever, you know, and then find out later, oops, we made a mistake. You know, how long is it going to take for the world to wake up and open its eyes and realize that the Security Council and the United Nations are what is causing all the wars? They're not there to hold anything back. They're there to perpetrate it and propagate war so that they can now take over the resources and then rebuild whatever's there after their image and the way they see fit. Cultural identity literally dies. Those of us whose parents came from Europe and other, and Asia and other parts of the world, and has come to Canada and the United States, the cultural identity dies here. The only way you're able to maintain their new cultural identity is because when you grow up in that culture, because your parents are first generation. But after the second or third generation, that whole cultural identity, you basically no longer have it. You may have the ethnic background or the cultural background, you know, you're of European or Asian, or, you know, or wherever you're coming from, African, South American, but in essence, you were no longer, you wouldn't even be able to fit in going back to those regions of the world, because you no longer have that cultural identity. You no longer have that cultural tie. Like I said, it dies here. And so when these countries invade these other countries in the name of whatever agenda that they're propagating to give them the excuse to invade, it's there to alter their cultural identity. It's in fact, it's a means of removing that cultural identity and integrating a new cultural identity, which after two or three generations has fully taken hold. It's the ones that will not let go. Those are the problem children that have to be eliminated, have to be destroyed. And if you do not bow to the Moloch and the Baal of the day, and you still hold on to your ideals or your beliefs in Christ or in Jesus or whatever it is you're believing in, you will pay an ultimate price for that. They do not want God in control. They want God. They want to be God. Well, they don't know what they're doing most of the time. They haven't figured out the cure for a common cold, and now we've got a vaccine that is going to cure corona, and still, if you take the vaccine, you got to wear a mask because it doesn't mean you can't get infected. I mean, the ludicrousness of this. And what people are falling for is just unbelievable. We are dealing, in essence, with a level of stupidity and blindness like none we've ever seen before. None of the things they have told us makes any sense whatsoever. There's no logic, there's no rhyme, there's no reason. There's not even a pattern there that indicates that any of this has any legitimacy. And yet people are following this without question because they've seen something on television. You know, the horror shows that everybody used to watch when we were growing up as kids, this basically was a program, an operating system, because when you get horrified, there's a certain stimuli, a certain dopamine release, a certain chemical reaction that goes on in the brain. And so now you watch this so-called pandemic, and now you get this fear coming over you. You get this release, this exhilaration, this buzz from being spooked. And nothing's going on. Nothing at all, other than the fact they're bleeding our resources dry. They're spending pensions money like there's no tomorrow. They're trying to entrap the general population into this quagmire so they can now, again, integrate a whole new segment of protocols that they want everyone to adapt to, so that by the second or third generation, whatever is here today will have been erased. And the only way you will find these things is if the people who have left have gone off grid, have maintained their civility and their societies with these things still intact. That's the only way you'll find it, because everything else will have been completely indoctrinated. This is where it's going. This is how it's going. You know, if you can't convince them, then you eradicate them. That's the way it is. Okay, when we were listening to the rhetoric of the Second World War and the cleansing of the ethnic cleansing that was going on, this is going to take it to a whole new level. You know, extinction. Cultural extinction. If it doesn't comply to the current system of what's coming, and it will not change, it will become extinct. Through starvation, through biowarfare, through chemical warfare, through nuclear warfare, it will become extinct. That's what will happen. If you can't change it, if you can't alter it, if you can't make it comply to the current way of thinking, to the ideologies that are coming, whether they be communistic, totalitarianism, technocratic, whatever it may be, if it will not comply, it will die. It will become extinct, a new extinction. It'll go by the way of the dinosaur. It'll go by the way of the dodo bird. It will no longer exist. That's where this is going. The concept of God, the belief in God, the ideology of God, the philosophy of God. I mean, hitting you from all different angles in regarding to God. God particle, source, you know, I am, Yahweh, Jehovah. You know, whatever the title is that you're throwing out there will be gone. Become extinct, because the system is already integrating. It's already affected your children. It's already programmed your children through the cell phones. And now with these vaccinations, they will have injected into them a microchip or an AI operating system that will eventually program your children to even reject you. Because the extinction of that cultural identity, the cultural tie, the family tie, will become extinct. If you remember hearing the song in the year 2525, okay, which may be a clue that by year 2025 we may see something that we've never seen before, or I shouldn't say we've never seen before. It has probably been already on the planet since the Bible says there's nothing new under the sun, but will now have become reintroduced again. And unless there's total subjugation of the subjects on the planet, again, something else will continue to perpetrate that. We will always be in a battle. No matter if we want to or not, no matter if we try to live a peaceful existence, they will always affront you with a battle. And after a while, people become exhausted fighting. But the fight has to continue. See, the one thing that we never taught our children correctly is that there is no discharge from war. We are at war in this planet. The moment we come through the portal, and I mean by coming through the portal, the moment we're born, coming through the vaginal opening, the portal, we are at war. We are being subjected to a war. We are in a war zone. And we need to understand and teach that to the children, that everything that it has any kind of viability, anything that is ethical, anything that's moral, anything that's spiritual, anything that's good, anything that's proper, is going to be subjected to be assaulted. It's going to be subjected to be, again, targeted and eliminated. It's going to be subjected to alteration and change. And we will trade the foundation of what make men and women, their belief in God, the principles of God, and the obedience to those principles, to keep us in a real life, a real existence, to be able to see the truth for what it really is. We'll exchange that for a program, an operating system, a system that is flawed, a system that is connected to a program paradigm. And the programs, and we all know this as well from just the operating systems in our computers, how flawed they are. They have designed flaws in them so that you keep buying these viral programs, so that you can keep buying updates and upgrades, because the programming is not without flaw. And they want to connect that program into people, a flawed program. So this is what they want to trade. This is what they want to barter away. They want to take away a godly program and give you a flawed program. So it goes right back to the Garden of Eden, right back to there again. There's a God being, you know, in the God program, and then trading that program for the tree program, the one that was told that if they consumed it, they would die. Well, we've been dying ever since that happened. When we have swapped the program that we should have been under and the program that was partaken, that's the program that we're under today. This is why so many people are in the dire straits that they're in. I had a young guy come in today in my shop, and he was talking to me about his girlfriend was telling me all about the stuff because he saw the tech I had and the anti-nanotech and everything else I've got in the shop. And he says, "You mean to tell me my girlfriend is correct?" I says, "Oh, you're the one that's, you know, out of the loop." I said, "If you can't look around, you can see everything that's going on. The frequencies you're being hit with the phone, how it attaches itself to your DNA, and the nanoparticles are coming down from the sky." And she's been telling you that she is on board. You're the one that's not awake. You need to wake up. He was paying attention because, see, what happened was his girlfriend had been telling him about this, but he just kept fluffing it off like she's just, you know, an extreme, you know, one of these nut cases there that, you know, are propagating whatever, you know, the tin hat nonsense and all this. And I said, "Well, the tin hat has some merit to it." Then he heard it from me, somebody he's never met before, saying the same thing and even showing him the tech. And he says, "Whoa, I got a lot to think about. I got a lot to reevaluate." I even gave him my card and told him to go start checking out some of the information on the site. So like I said, when you have a beginning going on in the ability to start waking up, you know, you need to really delve into this, because we are in dire straits today. And like I said, we're exchanging. It's like having a bar of gold and exchanging it for a costume jewelry. That's what is equating to today. You're exchanging our image, our reflection of God in us, to a program. Imagine that. So like I said, when I start talking about these things telling you certain things, you know, it's like, you know, the whole idea that today we're no longer living in that realm of innocence, that's gone. That's gone. So on the site today, you'll see two links, DNA storage, and you're it, you're the storage. And how would you like to be a bin where data, DNA data can be stored? You are the bin. Okay. Like I said, you're of no consequence to them. They don't care about you. You're nothing but a goyim. You know, and a goyim, all a goyim is something that can be utilized for whatever purpose or need is required. Pets are becoming more and more assaulted. Vaccinations, you know, for a fake disease, they want to now vaccinate your pets. I talked about this before. Again, if you're really, really just stupid to do this to your pet, you shouldn't even own a pet. I'll tell you that straight out. I don't think you should, as a responsible person, owning a pet, that's like having a child, a four-year-old or five-year-old child that is now completely, you know, at your, under your care, and is fully trusting that you are going to love it and take care of it, to violate an animal with these fake vaccines, you are just surrendering your pet for euthanasia. Because that's what this will bring about. I had in this last three weeks, I've had four or five people call me up and tell me their pets have died. Died prematurely on top of that. You know, and no fault of their own. I mean, the pet, what killed the pet primarily was a nano poisoning. Some of them fed their dog science diet, which I keep telling everybody, do not feed your pets any of these bag, box, or canned pet foods. They're not food for your animals. That's not even shit to feed to a pig. You know, so when you're looking at what's going on, feed your pets what you eat. You go to the grocery store and you buy ground beef, buy it for your pet. Ground chicken, buy it for your pet. Ground fish, buy it for your pet. Cans of tuna with only salt water and fish, buy it for your pets. You know, don't buy, I mean, like I said, go on the website, augmentandforce.com or augmentandforce.50webs.com and look at the pet food links. Read those things. Understand what you're reading. And don't trust any vet just to give you a shot for your animals for COVID. Quit being part of the experiment and quit putting your pets on the line as well. You know, when, you know, like I said, I got a woman comes into my shop now. She's been coming in for the last couple of weeks. She's just heartbroken. She had grown very fond of her pet, and the pet died unexpectedly, and the vets don't have any idea what caused the death of the animal. All tests that were there were indicative that the animal was perfectly healthy and just dropped dead from some sort of colon assault. Remember something, and remember this well. You know, if you ever get anything out of my shows, the one thing you need to get and get well is this. Everything today has been genetically engineered, genetically altered through either nanotechnology, nanobiotech, or through genetics. And nothing is what it was yesterday. There is no Lyme. There is a mimetic that may appear to look like Lyme, but it is not Lyme. I have been saying for the longest time, and I'll say it again, doctors are 30 years behind what's going on today. They are still practicing some allopathic bullshit that doesn't do anything, won't do anything. And as you can see with their vaccinations, how successful they have become, killing off everybody without any real reporting of how many people are dying. There's a lot of people dying from these vaccines, more than has been reported, especially if they're in senior care or some kind of retirement home. They're wiping them out. They're wiping them out. And more people are dying as well, but again, they're not. Those numbers are not being reported. And as I said to you before, scientists, I am a person that believes in the use of science to understand God's creation and how things work, and how to utilize those things correctly so that you would benefit through whatever I do in regarding to helping you with your health. That's a science that has benefit because it's based on a godly concept. The science that we're seeing today doesn't work. This is what, again, astounds me. For 60 years, I've seen people going to doctors, getting pills and prescriptions that has never fixed or repaired anything. that we have been given vaccinations that have never done anything other than cause our genetic codes to become altered, damaged, and opened us up to infections. The Rockefellers that took over the medical field and shut down anything else that had to do with alternatives knew bloody well the way to make money, the way to stay rich, is to keep people in a state of illness so that they can continue buying the poisons that they are calling drugs. Tell me one drug that has cured anything. There's nothing. Not a drug that has cured anything. Yet I can go into the wilderness, I can go into the bush, I can buy herbs. These are what God has grown and created. I can use those herbs, and those herbs seem to be able to fix, heal, repair, regenerate, restore. You can use orthomolecular things that have been extracted from these plants, use them correctly, and they too can do the same thing. But I have yet to see a drug even come close to doing what even vitamin B3 does. Or vitamin B1, or vitamin B12, or vitamin B2, or vitamin B4, or choline and inositol, or folic acid, or, you know, I've yet to see a drug come even close to what these things can repair, restore, and reverse. I've yet to see a drug that can cure cancer, yet I have seen the Esteric Formula cure cancer. I've seen IP6 in combination with defraction maitake and the Esteric tea formula cure cancer. Cure it. Fix it, restored, regenerated people's DNA back to normal. I've seen these things. I've seen vitamin C repair things that no drug has even come close to. Yet, people keep running to a doctor getting drugs that do absolutely sweet fuck all. Nothing. And this is what astounds me more and more. We're putting our faith in an establishment of science that doesn't work, hasn't worked for at least 100 years. Before, in the 1920s and 1930s, when they were under the King's Dispensary and they were using the herbs and they were using these things correctly, people were getting fixed. Rockefellers figured out that you can't make enough money, you can't make any money fixing people, because once they get fixed, they don't come back to the doctor anytime soon. But if you can keep them in the state of ill, in a state of sickness, they can, you know, you'll make money on them. Money. The god of this world is money. You know, it's not money that's evil, it's the love of money that's evil. So when we're looking at the concept here and putting things in perspective, nothing that they have done has cured or healed anything. Nothing. None of the diseases that were plaguing us back in the early 1920s, 30s, and 40s, 50s, and 60s have gone away. They've now mutated. This so-called Corona Banana, you know, was already released back in 1963. We already have the immune system or immune response in our bodies. Yet they're trying to tell us it's mutated. Let me give you another heads up on mutations of these viruses, okay? So you have an understanding and a clear understanding. For a virus to mutate, it would take about 100 years to become a horrific pandemic-like effect of a virus, if it doesn't self-destruct before it gets to that point. Because viruses will grow and proliferate, and then eventually they cave in on themselves. That's how a normal virus works. And there's some argument that viruses don't really exist, and I have a tendency to think in those terms as well. I think what's happening is our bodies become so toxic over a period of time that there's a collapsing of the system because of the overload. I think that's more the truth than anything else. But for argument's sake, let's just go with what their science is saying. Their science is saying this, that a virus will propagate and grow and expand. And eventually it gets to a point where it continues to expand, it expands itself out of existence. So in other words, it comes to a certain point and self-destructs on its own anyway. But for it to mutate, seriously, in less than 1 year, are we not thinking here that maybe this virus is having help with its mutation? Maybe it's not even mutating. You ever think that? Maybe they're just telling us this deception to keep you in a state of anxiety and fear. See, I'm Mediterranean, and I got to tell you, part of my disposition growing up in North America has developed a thing in me where I don't believe anything. Nothing. I don't believe jack shit. To be honest with you, someone tells me something, my first response is, I don't believe you. That's just my nature. But I do listen. And then I will investigate to see if there really is any real truth to it. So that's my nature. So when the doctors tell me that this has happened, my first response is bullshit. And this I know is bullshit because I'm very much aware of how a lot of these things work just because of my background in herbology and orthomolecular and aromatherapy and food sciences and now nanobiotech. And I've seen with nanobiotech how things proliferate and can proliferate at a hyper-accelerated rate. Provided you hit it with the right frequency and give it the right ligand, it can now accelerate its replication process, its networking. So I get that and I understand that. So when they're telling me that this virus has now mutated in less than 1 year, seriously, you should be all screaming bullshit at the top of your lungs. And then you should all be looking at going after the governors and the premiers of this country and telling them straight out, we're not listening to this anymore or any longer. You will change your mandate on this and eliminate the mandates and ordinances, or you're out of a job. Period. And the health ministers that we have here that are psychiatrists, are you freaking kidding me? Psychiatry is not even recognized by the medical associations of any kind. CMA and the AMA do not recognize psychiatry as an actual science. Nor do they recognize it as an actual practice in medicine. Yet it still exists today, and again, it's designed to study the human nature, the way you think and how you think, so that they can use it as a weapon. Psychiatry is not allopathic on any level. So why do we have psychiatrists running the health divisions in Ontario especially, or throughout Canada? Like I said, it's completely a bogus science, to be quite honest with you. It's more just as bogus as the allopathic in a lot of ways. The allopathic at least understands the body and the biochemistry of the body and how the biology works in the body. The only thing a psychiatrist knows how to do is write a prescription to, again, further damage your brain, you know, or to addict you to a drug. I forget the one drug that they addict people to, again, it's an antidepressant. And again, what it does is it actually expands the connection between the two halves of the brain, causing permanent brain damage. This is what these psychiatrists prescribe. They have no idea what these drugs can do. They're just being paid a commission to sell you the drug. Pay them $100 an hour, $200 an hour to sit on their chair so they can take notes and observations. And then afterwards, they give you a drug. Now they're thinking they're doing something for you, and all they're doing is addicting you to a chemical, shutting down your normal biological chemistry in your body and adding this new foreign synthetic. This is what they do. And now television has got you under hypnotic state, believing that these doctors are doing something. These doctors, I mean, they show you a 2-second clip of a doctor, even when they're selling you a drug. I mean, I remember when I used to go to my mom's and watching the stock market, and every stock market commercial had to do with a drug, and usually had to do with a sex drug, you know, the blue pill, I can't even think of it. Anyway, the blue pill, you had the guy saying, you know, coming up with a doctor and saying, oh yeah, you know, men need this, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, and then they had this testosterone cream, and they had this, and they also had something for women. You know, if you have a low libido here, pop a pill. And this was their solution. Pop a pill loaded with silica and aluminum so that it can lodge in the brain, burn out that part of your brain that responds to sexual stimulation. This is what they've done. You know, and this, and again, they get everybody looking at these, and these doctors, even these actor doctors, are only there for like 2 or 3 seconds. And they put out an image for that 2 or 3 seconds that stays in your head thinking, oh, these guys must be intelligent. These guys are fools, most of them. You know, they don't even, like I said, read the components of what they're even injecting into their people. maybe some of these doctors don't even have an understanding of biochemistry either, because anybody that would read the label and understanding you're putting in an operating system that's going to override the DNA, I mean, what doctor in their right mind would inject this into their patients? Yeah, like I said, the it's the same thing that when H1N1 came out, they had a vaccine, and the head of the CDC said that the H1N1 was less of a risk than the vaccine. And it's the same thing today. If everyone caught this flu, we'd have herd immunity. You no longer would have to wear a diaper on your face. You would no longer have to wear hand condoms. You would no longer have to use sanitizer every time you walked in someplace, stripping down your immune system. Because that's what these three things do. They break down your immune system. So that when you finally collapse from some sort of respiratory failure or heart failure, then they will put you on their devices, which will then terminate your existence. Imagine that. This is how it rolls. This is how it flows. This is the way it is, how it is, and what it is. Okay? And as long as you keep accepting them as some sort of authority that knows what they're doing, you will have a very short-lived life. The less visits you have to the doctor, the longer you live. The one thing that they can do is surgery, and they can screw that up as well. Keep that in mind. All right, I'm going to cut it here loose. Like I said, I had some challenges with this tonight, trying to get this show out. So if you see glips and glitches in it, it's because my Audacity was having some issues, or I was getting assaulted, whatever. But anyhow, what I'm trying to get here across is that bear with the show tonight, because again, there may be some problem. It may flow really well. I don't know. But again, if you see a glitch, that's what happened. I'm always telling you to go on the website, on the pod, and again, access all the people that are there. You know, Brian396, you got Yanni, you got Ty, you got myself, you got Sherry Three Hearts Church, you got Fiona, you got Deanna. You got a lot of people there that are doing something to try to get you awake and keep you prepared. Support them any way you can. Support them financially as well. If you can't support them financially, at least share their work. Spread the word. Help everybody get awake. Help everybody get aware. You know, get it out there. Get it for everybody so they can at least see what's going on. I always, at the end of these shows as well, try to offer you some hope here in regard to this. I always tell everybody, and I direct everybody, to go read the Gospels. Go read what Jesus had to say. Don't listen to any priest, preacher, minister, whatever. Read it for yourself. Understand what you're reading. Read the concept. If you don't get it right away, don't worry about it. Like I've always explained to you, you've been having downloads from the Matrix all your life. So when you pick up the Bible, it may be a little difficult for you to grasp what's being said, because you got to get, you're now putting into your body or into your mind, into your soul, into your spirit, the God program. So that God program now has to push its way through all that matrix shit you've been absorbing all your life. So now when you read the God program, it begins to engage in you. It gets you back online, realigns you, reboots you, keeps you in the flow that you should be in. But read it for yourself. Don't take my word for it. See what Jesus actually had to say. Follow it. Don't form any opinions about what ideologies or supernatural bullshit you may have learned. Read it for what it is. Understand it. Okay. Separate everything and just focus on that. And you know, read it right up until Revelations. You're under a new covenant. This is a new covenant. That's what Jesus brought. I don't focus on the Old Testament. I focus everybody on the New Testament, because if you don't know what Jesus had to say, you're sure as hell not going to understand a covenant that was made with another group of people that couldn't keep it either. So it's no point in giving you the background of that until you understand this. So read what the Gospels have to say. You know, understand them, because I think you'll find that they'll offer you more hope and more inspiration than anything other book you'll ever read. And you may even come to a faith in Christ. And that, again, will be your call, your choice. So keep on. You know, and again, I encourage you to go do so. I always say that we're here by the grace of God. And it's true. We are. We are under the most duress times, one of the most duress times ever. And we're dealing with a corruption and an evil on a planet that we probably have never seen the likes. Our generation hasn't anyway. So it seems like it's our turn now to face the darkness. So being here is by the grace of God. So until the next segment, to your health, and we'll see you then. Take care.